Jag ska liksom på dejt med en kille idag. Och nu så skrev jag då för en timme sedan bara, hallå, blir det något? Inget svar.
Men när sa du ett sms här?
40 minuter sedan.
40 minuter sedan? Men jag alltså, tycker han kan det är dålig... bajsa i
jag tycker det är dålig stil.
I podden Måndags Vibe får du hänga med vännerna Hanna och Lojsan, där de ofiltrerat och ärligt delar med sig av sina liv i Stockholm.
Ni lyssnar på mig, Hanna, och mig, Lojsan.
Ett poddtips från Podplay.
James Wikström var då en präst inom en rörelse som kallar sig Christian Identity. Det är liksom kort och gott en antisemitistisk och rasistisk grupp.
Perfekt.
Karin och Anna bjussar på lättsam prat i ett försök att hantera världens allvarligaste ämne.
Alltså, du kommer ihåg när jag blev kallad för jävla kärring? Jag var på O-baren. Akta dig jävla kärring, vi dansar.
Lyssna på Mord mot mord på Podplay.
Yo guys, so this is an English episode because we wanted to talk to all the international fans out there. Hello everyone.
That was so Swedish.
That was so bra.
Hello everybody. Oh my god, we got the good lighting in the studio right
yes.
now.
And so, we got Omar in Gothenburg.
Yeah,
yes.
Omar's in Gothenburg. He's
yes,
on the
girl,
phone.
I'm right here, girl.
Yeah, but you're still with us and that's fucking dope. Yep. So, you might be wondering, we are speaking English.
Yes, we are.
That's because we decided to do just one episode in English.
Yes.
Because we've heard that we have some international listeners and most of the Swedish people know English because we're such an educated country.
Yes.
So now everyone will understand and this will be interesting. We are kind of like afraid because it's not that simple as...
No. You can like express
Swedish.
Yourself another way when you're speaking English because it's your mother language
Swedish.
And stuff. Yeah.
You know.
You meant Swedish.
I meant Swedish. Yeah. Sorry, I'm too international right now.
Yeah.
No, but guys, welcome to Foodpodden, the food podcast.
Food podcast.
My name is Oscar.
I'm Felix.
I'm Omar.
So, how are you feeling, guys?
Yo, today I'm in a weird mood. It feels like every episode we're always in like a weird mood.
Yeah.
Except for the episode 7, the last one.
Yeah, the last one.
We were really hyped. We talked all the time over each other.
Yep, we did.
But it was fun. I liked that episode. But welcome to a new one. I feel a bit weird.
Why?
I've been like tired, but when I'm tired, I get really like funny.
Did you take a shower this morning? Honestly.
What about it?
I have something to say about it because I feel the same and it's because of the shower.
No, I've not.
Because every time I don't shower in the morning.
Yeah.
I basically don't wake up during the day.
But
doesn't matter
but
if
you're a weird person because you shower like 3 times a day.
I don't shower 3 times a day.
Two
I don't.
Times.
No.
You
two
do.
Two times.
No,
two
I don't. Times. No, I don't. I did that, but it was a couple of years ago. But basically, I feel so tired when I don't take a shower because, like, mentally, I don't wake up. I need to get like stand under the shower during the morning, wake up, and get ready for the day. And today I didn't shower. And I feel so tired and it feels like I'm at 95% to wake up.
Okay.
I have to reach 100, but I don't.
I understand that you need to jerk off in the shower in the morning and that's why you don't wake up.
I didn't say that.
But it's kind of what you meant.
But I didn't say that.
But it's kind of what you meant.
You can say whatever, but I didn't say that.
Omar, do you feel like you have to shower all the time?
No, baby boy, I'm clean. Always.
No, baby boy. Oh.
So you don't have to shower, you're just clean?
No, like I take showers before I go to sleep. I don't take showers in the morning.
But the thing is, I can't do that because my hair gets so weird.
But my hair doesn't get weird.
But you have like short hair.
Always. Short, what? Excuse me?
You have short hair and the rest of your hair is like fucking curls.
Yeah, that's why I don't need to shower in the morning.
Yeah,
it's always like all over the place.
I understand.
We rode with a pimp taxi driver on our way to the studio.
A pimp driver?
Yeah, a pimp.
What?
Driver. Yeah, we took an Uber and I don't know.
He
was different from the rest of the Uber drivers.
He had
like a golden pimp watch.
Oh yeah, he had.
a nice Mercedes and like a really nice leather jacket, and he felt kind of like not like an ordinary Uber driver.
He was cool, and he was like, he had a nice sound system, so I gave him a comment like, you have good sound in this car, and he was like, yeah, that is very important, right? That's yeah. very important. I was like, yeah, it is.
It is.
He was cool.
He was real nice.
Did you guys know the meaning of P-I-M-P, pimp?
No.
I don't know either. I kind of like felt like I remembered it, but I don't. But it's something with, it's actually something with prostitutes.
Oh, shit. Well.
Great.
I don't think he was a prostitute, but I
let me Google that shit.
I just meant it was cool, okay? No,
yeah, I know. You, cool. you say pimp to a
G-pimps, yeah.
You say pimp to something like that, but
okay. Felix is looking at his phone right now.
Pimp on Wikipedia: a man who I was so right. A man who controls prostitutes and arranges clients for them, taking a percentage of their earnings in return.
Oh shit!
That's what a PIMP is. That's what
I. That wasn't what I meant. So yeah. It was cool.
He was cool, the guy. I feel like he was the macho type. He was a typical man, and that's why I think he was cool.
He looked like Tiny Tempa.
He did.
He did. Maybe it was Tiny Tempa. Maybe it was a prank behind the camera, like stuff.
Uh-huh. Yeah, and he played Sarah Larson.
Yeah, oh my God. Oh my was Tiny Tempa.
It was Tiny Tempa.
Tiny Tempa drove us here. Shit.
So, I was thinking about a thing.
Tell me, you always have something on your mind.
Yeah, the thing is, I always think and I overthink stuff, and you know that.
I do.
I'm very emotional, and I think too much, so it gets too much in my head, and I kind of like...
You sound like Justin Bieber right now.
Maybe Justin has the same problems as I have.
Yeah, maybe, but it sounds like Justin Bieber right now.
Yeah, I overthink stuff, and I was thinking, like, I realized that I can't handle too much contact with people.
You mean when you're out in a club or something?
No, not like that. I'm very social, but I can't handle, like... texting with many people.
Yeah, but that's
like
that's
a group chat or what? I don't get it.
No, just like I can't keep in touch with many people at the same like on the same week.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? Like I can only talk to I can only talk to one friend and like book like yeah, should we meet? Yes.
You mean if you have like a lot of incoming messages that's just waiting for you like 15.
Yeah, then I can't watch them. I can see them and I can't answer. Mm. I let like 2 days pass.
I know.
And then I answer.
I've been there.
Yeah, it's really.
I've been waiting for your answer, but you don't answer.
I know. I'm very bad at all that stuff, and it's partly because my phone is always dead.
Shame, Felix. Shame.
And I haven't fixed it.
Okay, so Felix has this phone, this iPhone, and it's insane. Everyone
Shout
knows
out
who
to Apple.
His friends or my friends or the crew. They know because. I don't know, but first of all, it dies.
Yes.
Always.
In the battery.
Yeah, but in what percent?
Percent? At what? at the English is going very well, guys. Yeah. At what battery percent? Battery exactly. level? I mean, it can die at 100%.
It's so weird. Because
I know.
It has 100 and you're charging it.
Yeah.
And then just
pull it out.
Unplugged it.
Yeah.
And then dies.
It dies.
Right away.
Yes.
Basically... It isn't a phone anymore.
No. And the thing is, I have this conspiracy theory.
About Apple.
About
Here
Apple.
Here we go again.
I have this conspiracy about Apple. I mean, I love Apple because I use their phones and MacBooks. But I think they use some type of self-destruct mechanism.
Sure. Yes, they do.
Self-destruct mechanism in their phones. So when they release a new iPhone.
Yeah.
iPhone 6, iPhone 7, the old one gets like self-destructed.
Yeah, and I think that has to do with the updates they're sending out. Like recently they released the iPhone 7 and the iPhone 6, they get also an update. You can update the systems.
Uh-huh.
And if you do that, something strange is happening with your phone.
Yeah.
It just completely is
yeah, I know.
Not working the same anymore. But I think this is something, an issue that they plugged in. But recently, though, because if you look back on like iPhone 4, iPhone 3,
yeah, they
3GS,
work.
They work.
Yeah.
And that's super strange.
Yeah, because now they are releasing new iPhones every
year.
Half a year, it feels like.
No, every year. Every fall.
But the S.
Every fall comes.
iPhone 6S.
In the fall, iPhone 6. Next fall, iPhone
Boys,
6S.
Boys, who the hell cares? Keep going.
Yep, but you need to get a new phone. Okay?
Yeah, I do.
sorry, I'm really rude, but I think I need to take off my långkallingar, as you call it in
You have långkallingar?
Yes. What do you call it? It's like
something you have under your. It feels like it's like tights, leggings.
Leggings, but it's like for the cold.
Yeah, to keep the warm under your clothes. Yeah. You have that under your tight skinny jeans.
Yes, my penis has to be very warm.
Basically, if you live in Sweden or in another cold country, whatever in the world,
I mean,
guys have an issue when it comes to the cold. If you live in the cold and you're out in the cold, you get something called in Sweden mini pit and pansarpung.
So that's like mini dick and
big
pansar
balls.
Pansar testicle. God, this penis talk
is growing backwards, like going inside your body.
So I'm just gonna say that it's really not nice to have. I mean, it's not comfortable to have big penis in your pants,
like 24/7.
Yeah, especially when you have jeans.
Yeah,
because when you have like,
I guess it feels like when like a girl, whatever, got like. Too small, what do you call it? A bra. Like a bra that is
panties?
Too small and tight. It feels like, you know.
Oh, yeah.
A little.
Yeah, that might be the same kind of thing. It really, like, it's uncomfortable.
Really uncomfortable.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's what I'm feeling right now.
Mini Peter Pan's poo.
No. Big dick, uncomfortable in jeans.
Ooh, good confidence here. Okay.
No, I'm not saying that. I'm just saying that it's uncomfortable.
Okay, so the shock of the week. I want to bring it up because I've never told it in English, and some of you Swedish guys maybe have not heard it.
It's very, very funny thing.
It's super strange, and
it's
what the fuck moment.
Yeah, it's things that happen in Sweden.
It's things that happens in 11 o'clock at night.
11 o'clock.
Yeah, and when you're driving.
In Sweden.
So
oh, it's like this, now I remember.
It's like this We Love Russia, you know, like you can see in YouTube. It's always like Russians that have like weird things happening on the streets.
Okay, yeah. This was super weird.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm still shocked about this when I think
You were
about
driving?
It. I was driving through one of the like biggest streets here in Sweden. It's a big street. It was 11 at night. Do you say PM or AM?
PM.
I'm super bad at that.
PM.
AM is after 12.
Okay, so 11 PM.
Yes.
It was dark outside. And I was riding with my car.
Yeah.
And then I rode through this street.
Sveavägen.
Sveavägen it's called. And then I suddenly see a dinosaur. And when I say a dinosaur, I do mean a dinosaur. You know this, it's a costume. It's a really famous costume, like on Halloween. And people are like having this costume when they're training on gyms and out running. And it looks super funny because it's basically a T-Rex. A brown, yellow, black T-Rex kind of thing. And it has like a machine inside of it where it's like blowing air. So it gets really big.
Uh-huh.
And the head is, when it's walking, the head is like going upside down really much. And I was just driving, stopping at a red light. And I see this dinosaur coming like on the other side of the street, walking. And you know, I was like, what the living fuck? This is super, this costume is super American. I've never seen this in Sweden. Uh-huh. I've always seen this on like
Vine
social media and
stuff.
Vine and yeah. YouTube. And it's a super funny costume.
And this was like on the street.
It was on the street. But the funny thing, it was no one else out on the street that time. And he or she came alone.
So like only this dinosaur.
Yeah, walking. And
with
just
no
walking
company.
Over the street.
Yeah.
Where I was with my car standing at the red light. Passing my car and just walking past me.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, I was like, what the fuck?
Uh-huh.
That's super strange. I mean.
But there was some other stuff happening, right?
Yeah, and then I was driving again.
Okay.
After the red light. And then I see like a barricade of policemen.
Uh-huh.
And police women. With like shields and what do you call it?
Sticks.
Where
you'd beat people with.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And I'm talking about 50 kind of people.
It's very erotic. Erotic.
Yeah.
It was like a war.
Okay. It was like war.
Omar loves sticks.
So, but the thing is, I just see this barricade of people with the police, and they just have this shields and sticks.
Uh-huh.
And then. and then I see like a lot of people who's been arrested and sitting like on the ground against the walls and, uh-huh. and stuff. And some police are controlling them mm-hmm. to sit down, and the others are fighting against like other random people,
like gang.
It's basically gang. War outside.
Okay, street war.
Yes. So this was the second strange thing, and I was passing this and like, what the fuck? Super strange again.
Many the dinosaur fucks. Was running for its life.
Yeah. Yes.
The dinosaur war. Was like, maybe the dinosaur was there to kind of like bring happiness to this war.
Yeah, fuck it. I'm going.
But I was like, he was going to get beat up.
Yeah.
With those
but then,
sticks.
But then I was continue driving through the street mm-hmm. and then the last thing happened. I stop again at a red light mm-hmm. and then I see this big police van.
Okay.
Really big police van. I think this is something with the other thing I saw with the barricade of people. Uh-huh. But then this car is in front of me. And suddenly...
Is the van in front of you or...
The van is in front of me.
Okay.
And then suddenly I see like three or two guys who's taking off. I don't see where they come from. They just take off and run straight through and passing the street and just straight through into a neighborhood and like in the city. Uh-huh. And this car is like making a U-turn. Uh-huh. And driving after them, like up on the sidewalk, uh-huh. and after them, and they're running like super fast, and they're splitting.
Uh-huh.
So this was
so the
car
is like following them.
Yes. So, but this is the third what the fuck moment. Like, and all this happened in 5 minutes or less.
You were really like, wow, what have I seen?
Yes, I experienced some weird stuff that night.
I'm just
it was
a simple.
I
guy.
Was shocked.
I'm just a simple guy in my car.
But I was lucky to see that. But it was cool.
It was cool. It was action.
The dinosaur was the coolest.
Okay.
But yeah. That was my shocking
beat up.
Experience. Yeah. No, I think the dinosaur was fine. It's time for the question segment where people are repeatedly sending in questions every week to the podcast and asking us stuff the one here has discussed or giving an opinion to.
Yes.
And you can send the question to podden@thefoodconspiracy.com and it's podden at in Swedish, so it's podden Ooh. At thefoodconspiracy.com.
Yeah.
Oscar is
sorry, I said in Swedish dot but in Swedish before, so it's .com. Okay, so
Oscar
the first one.
Is a marketing guy.
I'm on fire right now. Okay, the first one is from Charlotte Gibson.
Charlotte Gibson?
Yeah. Okay, Ooh. And she's saying, hi, can you do the next one in English, please? Please. I don't understand the word you're saying as I don't speak Swedish. And this was actually something she sent to us before. So this is the answer to this question. We're doing an episode in Swedish.
Yes.
And
in English. God damn it.
So, did I say Swedish?
Yes.
Yeah, Oscar,
Scarlett, we're doing an English
sorry.
Right now.
Sorry.
Feels good.
But yeah. I have to say, though, because mm-hmm. I read on Twitter yesterday that when English fans or South American fans are listening to the podcast and they're writing like, I don't understand shit, but I just want to hear your voices.
So they listen anyways.
Yeah. Yeah, but this is for all of nice. Them. One episode and then we will go back to Swedish.
Yes.
Swedish, I said right. Okay.
I hope that not like Swedish listeners get angry that we're doing English.
No.
Some of them will
episode.
Probably.
Yeah, stupid.
No, they're not stupid. They just have
It's stupid. Opinions.
So we have another one from Sarah and she's asking us, I heard you're gonna be in the Swedish Eurovision. What's the song called and what is it about? Good luck. I love you.
Thanks, girl.
Thank you, Omar. Tell us.
Am I telling y'all?
Okay.
Our song is called Got a Thing.
About you.
Got a Thing about you.
Yo, it's actually newsflash.
Is it called Got a Thing About You?
No, newsflash. It's now called I Got a Thing. No, Got a Thing About You.
But that's actually better, though. I like it better.
Congratulations. Yeah.
Well, thank you. So the song is like, well, you can hear it on the title, Got a Thing About You. You have like something you really like about a person, but you don't know if the person is good or bad for you. So it's like really complicated love, but even if it may be bad or good with that person, you still like have something about that person. You really like the person in some way.
That was a good explanation. You're very
really
intelligent.
Good, Omar.
Thank you so much. It means a lot.
And we're doing the Swedish Eurovision. It's not Eurovision. It's like a competition in Sweden where they pick, if you win, the Swedish one, they get to go to Eurovision.
So then you call it Swedish Eurovision.
Exactly. But it's not Eurovision.
No. It's a Swedish
vision. We might be in the Eurovision, who knows?
It's a Swedish vision.
Yeah. And we have really good songwriters who wrote this song. We have a guy called Tony Nilsson. He's written to, for example, Rita Ora, Selena Gomez.
Selena!
And Connor Maynard.
She hot though, Selena Gomez.
Yeah. And other like big Swedish artists. And then we have Matt Lang, Robert Matt Lang.
Robert Matt Lang.
And he's been writing to Lady Gaga, writing. Britney Spears, Shania Twain,
AC/DC, One Direction,
Def Leppard,
and stuff.
So he's like a legend.
We're bragging in his place.
Yes, we are.
But he's very dope. But we haven't met him though. That's really special.
Haven't.
He's kind of old, but he's actually in his house in Bahamas, I think you say.
Neighbor like with Mick Jagger.
He's neighbors with Mick Jagger, and we really want to go to his house. He's really dope, and it's going to be fun. It was Sarah who asked the question. It's going to be really fun. It's a good song. I swear 100%, 110% that you would like the song.
Yep.
It will be dope, and watch the show. I think you can see it worldwide on the web.
You guys should just fly over to Sweden. We're performing 18th of February, 3 days before my birthday, and then we can watch, do the show together, celebrate my birthday, have fun, party hard, and stay hydrated.
Stay hydrated.
Oh yeah.
Okay, but Felix.
Yeah.
Another subject.
So I was thinking about a thing that I saw. So we talked. Was it the last one? No, the one before the last one. Episode 6. We talked about PewDiePie.
Yeah.
The famous Swedish YouTuber that we all love. We love him very much.
Big fans.
I don't know if the listeners like him or think it's interesting, but this is not actually about him. It's actually something I saw in one of his videos, and then I just got shocked. This is like a shock.
This is also
a shocking moment.
YouTube is changing, okay?
YouTube is changing, and he's making like a lot of videos complaining on YouTube, and he has some like Swedish journalists that are writing about him, like that he is like an old man just like complaining, and he's like lost all his charm and he should go back to where he belongs. Yeah, a lot of bullshit. And we love him. But yeah, so he's talking about this YouTube changing stuff. And I was like, yeah, okay. But then I saw that he acknowledged that YouTube actually has porn.
Yeah.
And I thought that you couldn't upload porn.
I've seen videos before when people are like uploading stuff.
But it's
with
like
when you're easy dressed, when you're not having a lot of
yeah,
porn.
Yeah, but you can't free the nipple on YouTube.
No, they're deleting the clips.
Yeah. If you show nipples, they delete it.
Basically, you can find porn on YouTube now.
Yes, and he saw
that is
he
weird.
Was like, yeah, he was like, there's porn on YouTube. So, because he was like, these videos of like Asians having sex for real, like you can see everything, are showing up in my suggested videos. Like when people see my videos, the suggested videos on the side are porn. So he was like
on PewDiePie's channel.
Yeah, so he was like really angry. He was especially talking about this one video of a mom. She's like talking to the camera while she's feeding her children with breast milk.
Yeah.
Well, okay, that's natural, but it just felt so weird because she was filmed and you could see like everything. And then she talks to her kids. She says like, do you want to eat breast milk the whole of your life? I will let you do that. And they will be like, yay. And it's like, it's so weird.
They were pretty big though.
Yeah,
the
they
children,
were like 6 years old.
Yeah.
That is a lot.
Up to, I guess, the mom and the children themselves, of course.
Yeah.
There's nothing wrong with that. But
the
thing that's strange,
yeah,
if we go back to what's strange, is that you now can upload stuff without YouTube deleting them. And you're showing a lot of skin and porn and whatever.
I mean, it's not porn, but...
No, that's not porn, but the Asian porn.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I don't know what I think about, like... There's a lot of discussion if, like, girls showing nipples, that shouldn't be wrong. I'm fine with it. Go, whatever. But it just felt really, like, weird and uncomfortable that why does she feel like she has to upload when she feeds her children on YouTube? She got like 36 million.
No, 69 million. I saw this clip. I saw this clip yesterday. Of course,
69 million views.
Yeah, it went viral, of course.
Yes.
But I actually went into her channel because we were discussing this yesterday in the studio. So I
only one video.
No, but she has a lot of videos like about breasts and like the milking process and all that stuff. So it's not that she's just posting one video when she's breastfeeding. She has like a lot of stuff when she's educational.
She's trying to educate.
I think so. And I think, in my opinion, there's nothing wrong with that.
But don't you get like uncomfortable when you see, because I feel like it felt uncomfortable, because why does she have to show this to the whole world?
Maybe she just want to like send a message or something to all the moms out there who's having problems, because she's like, sorry for a really detailing thing now, but she's basically like filming her boob, one of her boobs, like up close when she's like squeezing the milk out in different types of way.
I feel like it is natural, but I feel like she maybe is doing it for to get like, what do you call it? To get
fame,
she got fame.
I feel so too.
I don't think so.
Yes, because have you watched?
Because I haven't seen this video, but what I'm hearing from you guys, because you're saying like she's showing when she's like squeezing out her milk from her breasts and everything. That is just super weird. Who does that? Because everyone should know how that kind of stuff works, you know. So I feel like she's doing that just to get like attention.
No. The thing is, if you go like biologically now,
I
can't even say that word.
I know what you mean.
Yeah, something. I think that video when she's squeezing it out with her hands or wherever. I mean, if you have when you're breastfeeding or you have children, if they're away or something and they can't basically get breastfeed, they have to, because the milk, it is producing a lot of milk in the body and it get out like in the boobs, and it has to get out, otherwise you can get really sick. So think she's like showing how to get it out in a natural and comfortable way, because I've heard it
to not get sick or what?
Yeah, and because I've heard it is painful to do that. Mm-hmm. And
but it still feels weird, because you can't literally like find it the information of how you can do it in another way. You don't need to like put
out your breast to the world.
If
the platform of YouTube has changed and maybe she's seeing the opportunity to educate people in breastfeeding and all that stuff, I think that's cool.
You think it's cool? Okay.
I think it's cool.
Okay.
I don't have like any, like seriously, like I don't give a shit. She can do whatever she wants. Mm-hmm. But I feel like it isn't that, well, it is not weird at all if I see like a mom outside when I'm walking through a park or whatever, like if she's like feeding her kids, I don't give a shit, because that's like natural, that's the human, you know.
Yeah,
like I don't even care. But with a video and all that kind of stuff, it just feels like she wants to, you know, get attention. That's what I think.
Okay. But if she does it for education, okay, well, good.
That's good.
Yeah,
we don't know the reason, but the thing why
I really like react is because she have her kids in and she talks to them and they like look into the camera. I just feel like I don't want people to film like kids when they're, because they don't have like a choice. Now like 62 million people see when they suck milk from their mom's breasts when these kids are like 15 or 20. They have been viral on the internet without even having a choice. And that's another perspective to see it.
And it's
still like, it's funny because the kids are like watching into the camera and then they're like touching her boobs and like, oh, there's such big boobs and stuff. And
oh my God.
And, yeah, they actually say that. And then I just get so uncomfortable.
Okay.
But maybe I'm not supposed to watch that because I don't need to learn.
Or maybe it's just like people see that, well, like more dirty and like crazy people see that in another way.
Yeah.
And maybe that's why it went viral, because people see, like, I don't think the children are like, ooh, mom, you got great boobs, you know what I mean?
No.
So, you know?
I got uncomfortable, but I mean, if it's for education, it's good.
Yeah. I think the porn is wrong, though, because there's other sites for porn sites. YouTube hasn't been a porn site before, and it shouldn't be now, in my opinion.
Yeah, but that is so weird, though, because I have, like, friends that do, like, YouTube videos and stuff when they're, like, doing, like, you know, like, challenge, like, what is in my mouth challenge or whatever. Yeah. And they're, like, or if they're, like, doing cookies or whatever, and they do, like, a cookie with, like, a, you know, like, the, what do you call it, form?
Yeah,
like a penis or whatever, it gets deleted so easy. So I don't really get
what
YouTube is doing.
That's weird.
YouTube has changed, but enough about this. Thank you for listening.
Yeah, everyone. Thank you so much.
And this was a special edition of the food podcast in English.
Yeah, it was kind of.
It was special to speak in English.
Yeah, we'll be back in Swedish next week.
Yes, but hope you guys enjoyed listening to our English
podcast.
Yeah, yeah.
So this was everything. Thank you, everyone. Don't forget to send questions to podden@thefoodconspiracy.com. We love the questions. And also, don't forget to rate, like in the podcast app or whatever, and subscribe. Rate and subscribe, and also send reviews. Not only rate, like send reviews, because we want to know. I feel like next time we're going to read some reviews and see what people think about this podcast.
Yeah.
It's very funny. So do that. Thank you so much for listening.
Bye.
Bye, guys.
Bye.